Florida school board member under fire for field trip to known sodomite bar. A Florida school board member sparked a social media freakout after she posted pictures, because people like them pictures, of a grade school class trip to a bar and grill known as an LGBTQ hangout. This is not surprising. The demons are ascended. They've come for the cheerins. They won't take no for an answer. By the by, yesterday's show must have struck a chord with many people, because the preview has been downloaded many, many more times than usual. And I even saw that Brother Andre Marie must have caught part of it, because he tweeted out the story, "I have been through this before," from thetablet.com, and how disturbing it was, and how if you want a view of what's going on today here and what's going on in medicine, read that story. If you missed yesterday's program, shame on you. You should never miss this show any day of the week. There is simply no excuse. But the all-new Crusade Channel homepage makes it easy to find yesterday or 2 days ago or 3 days ago show at crusadechannel.com. Go listen to it. Go catch up. It's in the second and third hour. Actually, I think Justin assembled it into one free digital media file that everyone can listen to. By the way, before I continue with this school board nonsense, there's a new poll out today, if you're following these sorts of things. A new Fox News poll that says that Youngkin is up 8 points over McAuliffe. Now, the momentum is obviously shifted, and the more that comes out about Loudoun County school boards and what these perverts, these demonic perverts who are in positions of authority, have been doing there, and the fact that Terry McAuliffe, that demonic Clinton hack, is now on the record. You see, you can't take it back. Can't take back his defense of the Loudoun County School Board. Can't take it back. Can't take back his condemnation of the parent, the grieving parent, a father of a 15-year-old child who was sexually assaulted by the result of these perverts and their, quote, policies, bathroom policies, in the at Loudoun County. You can't take it back. And it's one of those things where you can't put a price tag on it. And in this instance, when I say price tag, how big of a deleterious impact has it had on McAuliffe's campaign? Because Youngkin is now surged, what, 15 points in a week? Now, look, the Democrats have the apparatus, if you will, to steal that election. Youngkin could win by, and I've been talking about this all week, could win by a landslide, and we'll never know it. Because at the end of the day, Fairfax County. Fairfax County will be the last county to report in when there's a tight race like this. And now that the Democrat machine has bought and paid for the election boards and the counties where they know they got to win, Fairfax County will be the last to come in. And if they need to manufacture a couple hundred thousand mail-in ballots, they can. They've done it before, and they'll do it again. This is where the rub comes in. Do you want to give away all of 2022? Because, you know, they plan to keep the House of Representatives, and they're going to have to do this 30, maybe 35 times to keep the House. Because say what you will about lazy, apathetic Americans. Americans are pissed off right now.
And they will think that they have a chance to flip the House of Representatives. And this won't matter. Not in the grand scheme of things, as nothing ever changes or gets done. Which is why we're off pursuing real solutions, real local solutions, right? But does the Democrat Party want to bring a spotlight on its crooked Stacey Slobrams, ballot harvesting, mail-in ballot, chicanery, theft, and evil? It's as simple as that. Now, those demons are the only ones that can make that determination. Pride. These people are filled with pride. And since it's McAuliffe and he is Clinton royalty, it might be a pretty good safe bet that they're not going to let that one get away from them. Then again, maybe the era of the Clintons is over. Maybe it's the new Green Deal red and green communists that are running the show. You know, Mark Morano was on yesterday, and he even said, this is a guy who's been working in politics his whole life. He was like, well, the Republican Party is just a waste of time. They're useless. It's over. You can't rely on them to get anything done. That's if they ever get back in power. Look, this may be a keystone moment in Virginia this coming Tuesday. So should we pray for the good guy to win, or should we pray for the evil to do what it does? And then pray for it to get busted in the act. I don't know. I haven't really asked Our Lady to give me some guidance on this. I'll do so this weekend, so that on Monday I could talk with a little bit more authority about it. But I'm telling you, okay, now Mrs. O'Connell comes in every day and says, I'm telling you, Mike, Youngkin's going to win Virginia. I could just feel it. Well, there's no doubt that there is a surge, and this is any media. But then again, they control the media. The fact that they're letting this out, this to me is like, whoosh, here, take a bicycle pump. Remember when you had a bicycle pump and you just little cheerings? And then you had, you know, the pump was 2 feet tall or so, had the plunger at the top and a little cable, the hose that came out, and you snap it onto your bike tire. And then the two little things that are on the side of the pipe that are snapped up to it, you fold them down so you can put your feet on it, and you sit there, and you pump the tire up. This is probably what they're doing to the good people of Virginia right now. Go ahead, pump the tire up. Go ahead, pump your egos up and think that you're going to win. I don't put anything past the Democrat Party and the demonocracy that they practiced. Nothing. So it's a shame. It truly is. What's the population of Virginia? I want to say it's 9 million people, I want to say. How many millions are going to go honestly thinking that they're doing the right thing? I don't fault them for it. You can't fault them for it, thinking that they're doing the right thing. Going to go off Tuesday. Maybe some of them have already early voted, which I think is also part of this problem. Early voting allows fraud. Early voting was made for fraud. If you make everyone go on the same day to go stand online and have their vote counted on the day, you eliminate a lot of possibility for Slobrams and the Slobrams gang to lie, deceive, and cheat. Now, they can still do it. It's just a little more difficult. So, all eyes on the Old Dominion. Hey, let me get back to this school board member nonsense here. A Florida school board member sparked a social media freakout after she posted pictures of a grade school class trip to a bar and grill known as an LGBTQ hangout. This is not a grade school field trip. These were five-year-olds. These were kindergartners. Broward County School Board member Sarah Leonard posted photos on her social media pages Wednesday showing a Wilton Manors Elementary outing to Rosie's Bar and Grill, setting off a backlash that saw the governor's press secretary chime in. I was so honored to be invited to chaperone at Wilton Manors field trip to the incredible Rosie's.
Ooh, sounds like the fun time. I can't wait to bring the kid to Rosie's.
Rosie's is not Rosie's. Rosie's is Rosie's.
R-O-T-H-I-E-S. Rosie's. Hi, how are you?
The students and I had a fun walk over and learned a lot about our community. You learned a lot about pederasts and perverts and sexually deranged wackos.
Folks, let's just stop and think about this for a minute.
Back in the day, if this were to happen, that woman would be dragged out of her house by her ankles, hauled across town, thrown in a stock, and then tried for being a witch. The people in the bar would be dragged across town.
In a church play, we had to normalize homosexuality. They just want to love people.
Oh, they want to love them, all right. I can't even
read you the menu.
Mrs. O'Connell warned me, don't read the menu. Do not go on air and read the menu.